This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Are you gorgeous humans? Welcome back for another deep dive. We're going to rip apart some juicy info and spit out the good stuff you actually need today. We're tackling a topic that's about to get real. Backup gear in the wild, wild west of wedding photography. We snagged a killer article from Engaged AF magazine and a real-life story from a photographer who straight up had their camera die on them during a wedding. I'm not going to lie, this shit's going to make you sweat a little.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's fascinating because we're talking about capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments, those I do's and first dances. It's a huge responsibility, and the pressure's on to get it right.
No pressure, no diamonds right. But seriously, this article is not messing around when it talks about how tech can just decide to ghost you when you need it most. Like, you could have the fanciest gear pamper at, like, at your firstborn, and boom, your camera takes an unplanned nap right in the middle of the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's where Murphy's Law comes in and why backup gear is non-negotiable. Cameras glitching batteries, dying memory cards corrupting. You can't just cross your fingers and hope for the best. You need a plan B, C, and maybe even D.
Okay, so let's talk about this photographer story because it's some real oh shit material.
Wow.
Picture this, perfect outdoor wedding, everything's flowing like champagne. And then, poof, the main camera decides it's done. Our photographer friend is scrambling like a boss, trying to keep everything rolling without anyone noticing.
Yeah, they're freaking out a little bit. But they kept it together. The story talks about wedding photographer acrobatics. It's a spot-on description. Switching cameras, grabbing backups, making sure the ceremony is still being captured. Talk about thinking on your feet and keeping your cool.
And they managed to pull it off without freaking out the couple or guests. I mean, I would probably let out a little shriek, maybe shed a tear.
They were definitely freaking out inside. This highlights the importance of a solid team, though. The photographer's videographer saw what was happening and jumped in to help. That's the kind of support you need in a high-pressure situation.
Right. Teamwork makes the dream work and all that jazz. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What happens if you don't have backup gear? This article gets real about the consequences. And it's not just about missing a few shots. It can damage your reputation. And that's a tough one to recover from.
It's true. Think about it. A bride finds out you missed her walk down the aisle because your camera decided to take a break. That's a nightmare scenario for everyone.
Totally. And beyond the business side of things, there's the emotional impact on the couple. These are their memories, those once-in-a-lifetime moments they want to cherish forever. You don't want to be the reason those are lost.
Absolutely. You're entrusted with documenting a major life event. Losing those memories would be devastating. It's not just a job. It's about capturing the heart of their day.
Okay. Enough with the doom and gloom. Let's talk solutions. The article gives a pretty solid list of essential backup gear. Extra camera body, duplicate lenses, multiple memory cards, you know, the whole shebang.
It seems overwhelming at first, but it's all about peace of mind in the end. And each item is there for a reason. The extra camera body ensures you can seamlessly transition if your primary camera fails. Duplicate lenses guarantee you're covered if one breaks or malfunctions. Having multiple memory cards is crucial because you never want to be caught with the single point of failure for your images.
And don't even get me started on batteries and chargers. You need enough juice to power a small city. Like, seriously, batteries are the lifeblood of wedding photography. You can't afford to have your gear dying on you when the party's just getting started.
Yeah, that's the worst. And even something like backup lighting equipment can be a lifesaver. Imagine your flash dying in the middle of a dimly lit reception. That's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, but here's the thing. Backup gear isn't just about saving your own ass. It's about showing your clients you're a pro who's got their back. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know their memories are in good hands, even when shit hits the fan.
It's true. It's a way of saying, hey, I'm prepared for anything. Your big day is safe with me. That kind of confidence is priceless.
Right. It's like a security blanket for everyone involved.
The article also briefly touches on some extra goodies that could be beneficial. Having a laptop for on-site image backups is a good example. I've heard some horror stories about photographers losing an entire wedding's worth of photos because a memory card decided to go rogue.
Oof. That's the kind of story that keeps you up at night.
Yeah. So being able to back up your images throughout the day is a great way to prevent a total meltdown. It might seem like an extra step, but trust me, it's worth it.
Okay, I'm sold. Backup gear is a must-have. But beyond just the gear itself, what other qualities do you think are crucial for a wedding photographer to handle these crazy high-pressure situations?
That's a good question. Let me think about that for a second. Well, it's not just about the gear. It's about having the right mindset. A wedding photographer needs to be cool under pressure, a master of thinking on their feet, troubleshooting problems like a boss.
Like a ninja warrior of wedding photography. You've got to be quick, agile, and ready to tackle any obstacle that comes your way. Like, what about when Mother Nature decides to throw a tantrum?
Exactly. What if it starts pouring rain during an outdoor shoot? You can't reschedule the I-dos. Having a backup location or even some stylish clear umbrellas ready to go can save the day. It's all about those what-if scenarios. Having a plan B, C, and even D locked and loaded.
So you're saying a little bit of control freak mixed with a whole lot of resourcefulness is the secret sauce. I can dig it.
Well, preparedness never hurt anyone, right?
Ugh.
And it's not just about physical gear. Digital backups are crucial, too. A seasoned photographer will tell you that having a system for on-site image backup is like having a digital safety net.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard horror stories of memory cards corrupting and photographers losing an entire wedding's worth of photos. Talk about a gut punch.
It's a total nightmare. But one that can be avoided with a little foresight. Bringing a laptop and an external hard drive to back up images throughout the day can be a lifesaver. It's an extra step, but it's a small price to pay for peace of mind.
Okay, back to our photographer friend who had the camera meltdown.
Yeah.
The story mentioned they shoot with two cameras simultaneously, one wide and one with a telephoto lens for those close-up emotional shots. So when the main camera died, they were still able to capture those key moments with the telephoto. It's like having built-in redundancy, which is genius.
That's a pro move right there.
Yeah.
They use their backup gear not just as a safety net, but also as a way to enhance their creative options. They were prepared for both the technical failure and the artistic opportunity.
Love that.
Yeah.
So backup gear isn't just about damage control. It's also about creative freedom.
Absolutely. Having that backup gear frees you up to take more risks, to experiment with different techniques and perspectives, knowing that you have a safety net if something doesn't work out.
Speaking of creative risks, what are some other ways photographers can use backup gear to step up their game?
Let's talk about low-light situations, receptions, evening ceremonies. You know those magical moments when the light gets all romantic and moody? It can be challenging to capture those shots without cranking up your camera's ISO, which can introduce noise into the image, making it look grainy.
Okay, quick photography lesson for those who might not be familiar with ISO. Basically, it's a measure of how sensitive your camera's sensor is to light. Higher ISO lets you shoot in low light, but it can also make your photos look a bit rough.
Right, but here's where backup gear comes in. Having a fast lens with a wide aperture, meaning it lets in more light, allows you to shoot at a lower ISO and still get those crisp, beautiful shots.
So you're saying having a backup lens specifically for low light situations can be a game changer.
Absolutely. It gives you the flexibility to adapt to different lighting conditions and capture those stunning shots without sacrificing image quality.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here. Backup gear isn't just about preventing disasters. It's about empowering creativity and having the tools to handle any situation that comes your way.
Exactly. It's about turning what-if anxieties into why-not opportunities.
But let's be real. Even with the best gear and backup systems, things can still go wrong. Like, what if your backup camera also decides to take a vacation?
Well, that's where those ninja warrior skills come in. It's about staying calm, assessing the situation and finding a workaround. Maybe you switch to a different lens, adjust your shooting style, or even get creative with your composition.
Speaking of staying calm, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Communication.
Yeah.
Because even with backup gear, if you're freaking out, it's going to show. How do you handle those heart-stopping moments when you've got a technical meltdown and a couple looking to you to capture their big day?
That's where experience and confidence come into play. A good photographer knows how to keep their cool under pressure. And more importantly, how to communicate effectively with their clients. Remember, they're probably already stressed enough. So the last thing you want to do is add to their anxiety.
Right. You don't want to be like, oh my God, my camera just died. We're all doomed.
Exactly. You need to be reassuring and transparent. Let them know you're aware of the situation, you're working on a solution, and you're committed to capturing their day beautifully.
This brings us back to our photographer friend's story. When their camera died, they didn't freak out. They calmly explained the situation to the couple, reassured them that everything was under control, and even cracked a joke to lighten the mood.
That's a pro move right there. They acknowledged the issue, offered a solution, and kept the focus on the couple's experience. It's about managing expectations and showing them you're in control, even when things feel chaotic.
Because let's face it, weddings are unpredictable. Things happen.
Yeah.
But it's how you handle those unexpected curveballs that really defines you as a professional. You've got to be able to roll with the punches and keep that smile on your face.
And sometimes those unexpected moments lead to the most amazing shots. Remember, constraints can breed creativity. You might have to think outside the box and come up with a new approach. And that can result in some truly unique and memorable images.
I love that. So it's not just about having the right gear. It's about having the right attitude. It's about embracing the chaos and finding the beauty in the unexpected.
Exactly. And it's about remembering that you're not just a photographer. You're a storyteller, a problem solver, and a guardian of memories.
Well said. Okay, we've talked about the importance of backup gear, the need for backup systems, and the essential qualities of a kick-ass wedding photographer. But there's one thing we haven't really addressed. The emotional toll this kind of pressure can take. Like, how do you not burn out when you're constantly dealing with these high-stakes situations?
That's a really important point. We've focused on the practical and logistical aspects, but it's crucial to acknowledge the mental and emotional strain that comes with being a wedding photographer. You're not just documenting a party. You're capturing a pivotal moment in people's lives. You're entrusted with their memories, their emotions, their legacy. That's a lot to carry.
Right. It's like you're holding a piece of their heart in your hands.
Exactly. And it requires a certain level of empathy and emotional intelligence. You need to be able to connect with your clients, understand their vision, and capture the essence of their relationship. It's a deeply personal and intimate experience.
And that emotional investment, coupled with the constant pressure to deliver perfection,
Yeah. It
definitely takes its toll. Burnout is a real concern in this profession. And it's something photographers need to be aware of and actively address.
Absolutely. Self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity in a profession as demanding as this one. It's about prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being so you can show up as your best self for your clients.
So what does self-care look like for a wedding photographer?
Yeah.
Is it all yoga retreats and bubble baths? Or is it something a little more, down to earth?
It can be all of those things, but it's really about finding what works for each individual. It might be setting boundaries with clients, taking breaks during the wedding day to recharge, or carving out time for personal projects that reignite your creative spark.
It's about remembering that you're a human being, not a memory-making machine.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take care of yourself so you can continue to take care of your clients.
Exactly. And it circles back to that whole backup system idea. Just as you need backup gear for your equipment, you need backup systems for your own well-being.
So it's not just about having backup cameras and lenses. It's about having backup plans,
Yeah. Backup
support systems,
mm-hmm.
and even backup emotional reserves.
You got it. It's a holistic approach to preparedness that sets the stage for success in this demanding and rewarding profession.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today, from camera fails to emotional burnout. But before we wrap things up, let's touch on one more thing that came up in the article, insurance.
Ah, yes, insurance. Not the most glamorous topic. But definitely essential.
For real. Okay, break it down for us. Why is insurance so important for wedding photographers?
Well, it's not just about protecting your gear from damage or theft, although that's definitely important. It's also about liability coverage. Imagine a scenario where your equipment malfunctions and causes an accident. Or someone trips over a light stand and gets injured.
Yikes, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Exactly. Liability insurance provides financial protection in case you're held responsible for damages or injuries that occur during a shoot. It's a safety net that can save you from a major financial headache down the line.
So it's like a backup plan for your backup plan.
You got it. It's about having multiple layers of protection in place to mitigate risks and ensure that you're covered from all angles.
Okay, I'm convinced. Insurance is not something to mess around with. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind, knowing you're protected if something goes wrong. But enough about the serious stuff. Let's go back to being creative badasses for a minute. We talked about how backup gear can free you up to take more risks. But what are some specific examples of how photographers can use it to push creative boundaries?
Let's see. Think about playing with depth of field. You know those dreamy shots where the subject is in sharp focus and the background is all blurry and romantic? That's shallow depth of field. You can achieve that look by using a wide aperture on your lens. But it also means your margin for error is razor thin. If you're not perfectly focused, you risk losing the shot.
And that's where backup gear comes in clutch.
Absolutely. Having a backup lens with a similar focal length, but a slightly different aperture gives you the flexibility to experiment. Maybe you want to try a wider aperture for a more dramatic effect, or a narrower aperture to bring more of the scene into focus. Knowing you have a backup gives you the confidence to play around and see what works best.
So backup gear is like a safety net for your creativity. It lets you take risks and push those artistic boundaries without the fear of totally screwing things up.
Precisely. It's about turning limitations into opportunities. And let's not forget about composition. Having a variety of lenses at your disposal allows you to experiment with different perspectives and framing techniques. Maybe you want to capture a wide-angle shot of the ceremony, then switch to a telephoto lens for those intimate close-ups during the first dance.
Right. Different lenses can tell different stories. It's like having a whole toolkit of visual storytelling devices at your fingertips.
Exactly. And the more tools you have, the more creative you can be. And remember, creativity isn't just about the technical aspects. It's about capturing the emotion, the energy, the essence of the day. It's about finding those unique moments and preserving them in a way that tells a compelling story.
Okay, so we've talked about using backup gear for creative exploration, but let's circle back to something super important. Client communication. What tips can you give photographers for handling those moments when something goes wrong and they need to communicate a technical snafu to the couple?
Honesty and transparency are key. Don't try to hide the issue or downplay it. Acknowledge the problem. Let them know you're aware of it and reassure them that you have a solution.
Right, because the last thing a couple wants to hear on their wedding day is, "Oh crap, my camera's broken."
Exactly. Keep it calm, professional, and solution-oriented. And remember, empathy goes a long way. Put yourself in their shoes and imagine how you would feel if you were in their situation.
This is something like, "Hey, there's been a slight hiccup with one of my cameras, but don't worry, I've got a backup and everything's under control. We're still going to capture all those amazing moments."
Perfect. You've acknowledged the issue, reassured them, and kept the focus on the positive.
And maybe throw in a little joke to lighten the mood. Something like, "Hey, at least it happened now and not during your first kiss."
Definitely. Humor can be a great diffuser, especially in those high-pressure situations. It shows you're human, you can roll with the punches, and you're not going to let a little technical glitch ruin their day.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. The importance of backup gear, the need for backup systems, the art of client communication, and the creative possibilities that open up when you're prepared for anything. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we sign off?
I think the key takeaway here is that preparedness is not about stifling creativity or spontaneity. It's about creating the conditions that allow those qualities to flourish. It's about having the confidence to take risks, experiment, and push your artistic boundaries, knowing that you have a safety net in place.
So true. It's like that saying, "Fortune favors the bold," but with a little asterisk that says, "But only if you're prepared."
Exactly. And remember, this applies not just to wedding photography, but to life in general. Whether you're launching a business, pursuing a passion project, or simply navigating the ups and downs of everyday life, having backup plans and a resilient mindset can make all the difference.
So, to all our badass listeners out there, go forth, be bold, be prepared, and never stop creating magic.
And remember, always have a backup plan.
Mic drop. That's a wrap on another epic deep dive. We'll catch you next time for more juicy insights and behind-the-scenes wisdom. Until then, stay fierce, stay creative, and stay backed up.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.